This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're still listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Audrey, Frida and Arvin. And we are talking about CEOs on social media. Do they hurt or help their brand? On Twitter, we have a poll and 56% of you said that they hurt and 44% say that they help. We also have a poll over on Instagram.
Yeah. So interesting with the Twitter, you're less hurt now. Instagram reversed completely. 57% says it helps and 43% says that it hurt.
So once again, that kind of underlines the fact that you have to choose your social media platform when you go online, right? Looking at WhatsApp, there are a couple of messages here. This is from Tan Jun Kit, who says, Razor Min Liang Tan is one of the best examples of a business owner on social media. Right. There's another one here by Maggie who says, completely support CEOs who communicate and not shoot their mouths off, probably blinded by their own powerful position.
Hmm.
One name just springs to mind and just refuses to move away when you say something like that.
Of no filters and just tweeting. Moving away from that for a while, from CEOs, but onto employee satisfaction and companies and how management should sort of stop focusing on happiness or employee happiness and focus more on employee satisfaction and how they are both completely different things. So this is an article that came from Fast Company. It says that if you want happy employees, you need to hire happy people by default. Trying to make people happy in the process or trying to sort of give employees perks and benefits and make them happy is an uphill battle and something that is very, very difficult to do because some people will never be happy no matter how many perks you give them, and also because happiness is subjective for different people. Mm-hmm. So companies need to focus on satisfaction, not happiness, and they are both completely different things. It also breaks down how a few things that they can do to cultivate satisfaction at the office. So the first thing is give your employees opportunities to grow and develop. So giving employees perks like gyms and PlayStations is a way to try to make them happy. It doesn't guarantee that they will be happy because some people don't care about those things. But giving employees a chance to grow and develop according to their pace will create blanket opportunities across the board for employees to do something meaningful at work. They may not be overtly happy, but they'll be satisfied with their work or that their work means something, and that will eventually lead to some form of happiness.
Mm.
So they will be satisfied that they are sort of like meaningful in the company and doing meaningful work. Companies can remind their employees why their work matters in the context of the bigger organizational goals, and every individual needs to feel a sense of I matter, that showing up every day makes a difference for the company or for, you know, the bigger picture itself. The second thing is create a culture of consistent feedback. So according to a 2016 survey by data firm Clutch, 68% of employees who get accurate and consistent feedback feel satisfied in their job. So it says establish transparent processes and guidelines and train managers so that they align and consistent in how they approach the employee experience. Also, they say that feedback needs to be a two-way street. So according to a 2018 Gallup survey, employees that feel their voices are heard are 5 times more likely to feel empowered and perform better. And there's a sense of belonging and importance when employees feel like they are part of like a company structure and not just replaceable parts in the bigger machine. So the last one is, speaking of belonging, the last one is foster a sense of community and belonging. Companies should make it easy for employees to connect with those who have similar interests or experience. So like an affinity groups for women in tech or new parents or, you know, people who have like certain likings or certain hobbies or like to do things outside of the company also. So the company doesn't have to manage all the social interactions. Just give employees a healthy platform and they will do the rest. So it finishes by saying that employees who aren't just colleagues but also friends will feel more excited to come to work every day. And workplaces should be communities and not just energy vacuums.
Just like the enterprise team, right?
Yeah.
I want to rewind that. You said you hire employees for happiness. If they're happy employees, right?
Yeah.
How do you know they're happy? I mean, you can come on with a smiley face. How do you know that person's happy? I'm happy, but I don't know.
On the outside, I guess. So I think it's like, you know, if you want inherently happy people, then you have to look for inherently happy people. Trying to get someone in, like employees, in not knowing if they're happy or not, and trying to make them happy through the company, that's the problem.
Okay. No, I agree. But you know, there isn't a study on, I'm hiring this person. Is there a test on your happiness? I'm just wondering, is there a tool for that? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not in HR.
Maybe just perky looking people, I guess.
You can't judge on perky looking people.
Yeah.
So the danger behind that as well is that there are some people who are just melancholic, right? Mm-hmm. And they just have this personality that sometimes a bit like the weather right now. But they are, and I would say like maybe they're just like sort of good geeks or good numbers. I'm stereotyping, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't, and they get satisfaction from work, and just because they're happy, it might not show on their face.
True, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're just quietly happy.
I think people usually put their best face forward, best foot forward. When
doing interviews.
Yeah, so how can you actually tell? But I guess, you know, maybe our next story on optimism might lend a bit to this one because it tells you how optimism is linked to success. Optimism is linked to success. Glass half full.
I think the other point, the first point about an opportunity for growth and all that, that's so important, right? When you just look at an organization, you know, and you say, hey, I don't know where I'm going to go, then you'll be looking out. And that's a bigger motivator than money.
Yeah, yeah.
After a while, it's just...
But also it's true. Not many people show their happiness or don't wear their happiness on their sleeve, but they might be like completely happy
people. When I look at Arvin, right, he's got this passive-aggressive face.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know. I don't know what's on his mind most of the time, you know? But actually, I think he's innately a happy person.
Yeah, yeah.
Agreed.
Why not? We'll talk about optimism when we come back after the break. But if you want to get in touch and talk about CEOs and should they be on social media, get in touch 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp and on Twitter at BFM Radio. This is I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.